everybody. This is your girl, Shawana, doing another podcast. I hope everyone's having a great day. I'm still excited by doing this exit movement, letting go and let God take control. Today, I want to talk about why are we not stepping up and taking control. When I say that, I'm talking about us as a black race. Why are we not stepping up and taking control of our lives, of our communities, of our jobs, of everything that our ancestors have fought for us to have died? I've been looking at the news a lot, looking at all this political stuff that's going on, this race for president, and I'm just looking at all this Democrat, Republican, liberals, and conservatives, all this stuff here. And I'm looking at this, and I guess I say, since I've been a child, I've always paid attention to what was going on in the world. I guess I say I'm a little different from everybody, because a lot of times I was outside playing with my friends and my cousins and my brother. But at the same time, I was always reading and learning and paying attention to what was going on in the world. It just fascinated me. When I look at the news, I would look at different things that's going on and research and try to find out about why is this way and this. And I really was fascinated with law, because I wanted to be a police officer, not per se, but I've always wanted to work in criminal justice, helping children and dealing with the law. And I made it my business to study a lot about the law, like Louisiana law and different things. I did go to school. I didn't finish. I got like 26 hours to get my degree, which that's another subject of me stepping out and finishing what I started, which I said in another podcast a while back, and I'm working on that. But to say all that brings me to my podcast of why are we not stepping out and taking control as a black race. My grandmother and great-grandmother were slaves on my mother's side. That's how they came here to Louisiana. I did some research and found out that my great-grandmother was in Texas and was sold here to Louisiana on a plantation down here in Elm Grove. So that fascinated me to know that, you know, I have that bloodline. And it's on both sides, my mother and father's side. You know, because my great-grandmother was an Indian. And my great-grandfather, what I've learned, is Jamaican. So that's a cross, a Jamaican and Indian there. So that explains a lot about how I had the good hair growing up. And my kids got it in the skin and the language, the twang that we have when we spoke. Me and my brother, because a lot of times people will ask us, where y'all from? I'm like, I'm born and raised here in Bossier City. But they like, you talk with an accent. Okay. But back to what I'm talking about. It just fascinates me, and I just don't understand how we as a race, we settle. You know, we were slaves, our ancestors were slaves. They were brought over into this country and built this country, actually. And it bothers me when we act like that's not part of American history, because slavery and everything that happened in this country is American history. I really don't see black history, because it's all history. It's one history, because it all happened. Holocaust and all this stuff is part of history. So we can't sit here and act like it didn't and pretend like it don't. And it's sad enough that our children and a lot of us as adults don't know our history of our black people, of what happened in this country, how they built this country, how they marched, how they fought and died for us to have some of the rights that we have right now. And we're just sitting here settling and continuing the cycle of being depressed, being oppressed, and not doing anything about it. We are. How come I live in Bossier City? How come we have all these people that have graduated and became successful business owners, basketball players, and all this stuff came right out of Bossier City and Shreveport? And why are we not giving back to our community? How come we don't have but one black or two black people sitting on the school board, or one black person sitting in the Senate here? How come a black person have never ran for governor in Bossier, in Louisiana? Or a black person has ran for mayor in Bossier City? Shreveport has their second, well, their third black mayor. Bossier City ain't never had a black mayor. How come? Do we not think that we're smart enough or good enough to do it? Why? We just want to continue to settle and let other people run our lives and tell us what we should do and can't do and continue to oppress us? Is that what we want to continue to do? Because that's what I see. I know this podcast might touch some feelings. People might have something to say about it. But I'm just speaking. Speaking how I feel. Because it's important. This election and all this stuff that's going on in this political forum, it affects us. It affects our children, our grandchildren, and how this world is going to be as it goes towards the future. And we as black people, we got to stop killing one another, and we got to start listening and standing up and helping one another and start getting a seat at the table. Not continue asking for handouts, but taking control and be the ones that's giving out the handouts. That's what we got to start doing. We had our first black president. Yes, we did. And we need many more. We need to have more people in Congress that look like us. More people on the Senate that look like us. Even in our local cities and states, we need to have more people that look like us. Not us sitting back and letting everybody else tell us what we're supposed to do. I looked at a forum on YouTube with Killer Mike and T.I. and a lot of people was on that forum. And Killer Mike said something that was so powerful on that forum. He said, we all sitting here debating about who got the best master. We're debating on the best master to control us. And he was telling the truth, because that's all this election is about. We're sitting here voting and ready to pick the best master to control us, that's not going to make change for us, not going to help our cities, not going to help our neighborhoods and communities. We've been having the same cycle going on and on and on. When are we as black people going to step up and take control of our own destiny, our own lives, our own paychecks, our own companies, build our own communities, have our own police force, have our own legislation? We're so powerful, we can do that. Atlanta was built off black people. Do your history and find out about Atlanta. That's why it's so powerful right now. It's so rich. Because one person decided, hey, if you're going to do business here, black people got to be involved in it. It ain't going to be all the white people taking control and owning this and owning that. And then, believe it or not, in Louisiana, New Orleans was very powerful back in the day, because black people owned everything in New Orleans. You couldn't come in New Orleans without dealing with black folks. You had the rich black folks who had white slaves in black people houses serving them. Yes, you did. Now look at New Orleans. But at one time, New Orleans was powerful. We had so much trading and stuff going on. Black people had houses, was rich down there. What happened? What has happened to us? We walking around here shooting one another, selling drugs. We selling drugs for other people. If you gonna sell drugs, not saying that it's okay to sell drugs, but I'm just saying, if you gonna be out here in this business of selling drugs, do it for yourself. Carry your butt over there and get the drugs and bring it back here and distribute and do it how you want to do it to make the money. Not be a third party. I'm just saying, if that's what you're going to do. You know, I'm just saying. Weed been legalized. You got all these white people investing, having the weed stores now. Black people, what we doing? That's all we smoke. Y'all should have been the first one getting the weed store, making the money, since that's all y'all smoke. I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real on this one. Why are we not stepping out and making a change for ourselves? Why are we continuing to settle and continue to let this cycle go on and on and on, and we continue to be oppressed, we continue to be struggling, continue to not have nothing, and everything being built around us, and we just gonna be sit there left out in the cold? You see, they're trying to take away food stamps, knowing there are more white people on food stamps than blacks, but they make the cases saying that we the main one on it. It's more white people on welfare than blacks, but they make the cases say that we the main ones on it. They're trying to take all of that away. Medicaid, Medicare, we ain't gonna have nothing. I'm sitting right here in the neighborhood where I live and seeing how they're building up and pushing us out, and we ain't paying attention. They're building up these apartments and putting driveways and putting highways through the black neighborhoods, and we just sitting here looking, ain't paying attention, knowing that you ain't finna have nowhere to stay in the next year or two. And they're building up all these other subdivisions in South Bossier, North Bossier, and guess what? You ain't got the money for it to stay in them, so where you gonna go? That's the type of stuff we need to pay attention to. But we too busy fighting one another, worried about who man with who, and all this stuff here, instead of paying attention to where you gonna be living at in the next year, where your children gonna be going to school at. Next year, they changing the district lines. Guess what? All the black kids that's over here on the K side, the old projects, and all over here gonna be going to Bossier High. Ain't no bus gonna be coming from airline to take you to airline no more. They changed the district lines because Bossier High don't have enough students. Airline is overcrowded. So guess what? All y'all black people gonna be going to Bossier High. We gonna see how that gonna turn out. They already closed down Charlotte Mitchell, which was the first black school besides Butler in Bossier City. They went from 7th grade to 12th grade. They closed that down. Butler is a closed Butler down. It's an alternative school. So just think about that, how they've changed anything that was black. It's not existing anymore. We got to get out the cycle. We got to break out. We got to change our mind frames, people, and see what's going on in this world. We got to stop worrying about this person doing this for us, and we need to step up and do it for ourselves. Take control of our own lives and our own communities and our own legislations. Black person needs to start running for mayor in Bossier City. Lil Walker been sitting up there forever. Nobody ever go run against him, so that's why he continue to be mayor. Guess what? We got black people here in Bossier City that can be a mayor. It don't take much. Black people side Mr. Wiggins to be on the school board. It don't take much. The small things. A black police chief in Bossier City. Why we ain't got it? A black fire chief. Why we ain't got it? Come on. We got to start getting out of the box here and paying attention. You know, a lot of people talked about Agent Perkins over there in Shreveport, but I could see his vision from a standpoint of what he's trying to do. He young, but he understand. And some of us have been there around the block for a long time, and we still ain't getting it. What we trying to do? It don't take but much. You take one, maybe two to stand up and try to do something, maybe other people follow. But that's the problem with us black people. We can't support one another. If one or two people get up and want to try to do something to make a difference, we ain't going to support them. We're going to talk about them instead of supporting them. Because we want to continue to be in that mind frame of being oppressed, being enslaved mentality, as they would say. That's what we want to continue to do, is settle and let the white people and other people tell us how we live and what we can and can't do, what we can and can't have. We're going to continue to live paycheck to paycheck and struggle while they continue to get rich off of us instead of us investing in our own selves. We got black businesses around here that we don't support. Why not? It's a lot of stuff that we could be doing for ourselves, but we want to take a handout. Stop taking the handout and start being the hand to give. That's what we got to start doing. So that's what I'm talking about today. Why are we not stepping out? Why are we not stepping out, making a difference for ourselves? Why are we not? Why are we not? Why are we continuing to settle? We got to change the whole mentality of our race, of what we do. It starts in the homes. Our black fathers need to start being fathers to their children, teaching them how to be men and how to be leaders. Our women, we got to learn how to teach our young women how to be leaders and not to be an open door for a man to use. We got to stop teaching our young girls that we sleep with this man for money to pay our bills. No, you get an education and you work and you pay your bills. That's what you do. You respect yourself because your body is a temple, man and woman. That's what we have to do. We got to start at home. We as ourselves, as parents and adults, got to learn our own self, our worth, before we can teach our children what their worth is. We got to learn our history. And it's American history, not black history, American history, because it happened in America. We are part of America. We were brought over here, and we're a part of America. So yes, it's American history. 365 days of it, we are part of it because it happened. The Indians, they're part of it too because they were here first. So it's all American history. We got to learn to stop being oppressed. We got to step out, y'all. This world is coming to an end faster and faster. If you read your Bible, you see everything that happened in the Bible is happening right now. It's happening right now. God is doing the same thing. Everybody going against one another, mothers, fathers, children, all this stuff is going on. Same thing that happened in the Bible. We got to wake up and pay attention. Yes, we're here to live on this earth. But while we on this earth, we are here to do a service that God got us to do. And we got to start doing that service for ourselves, for one another, not fighting against one another. Because that's one thing about white people. They ain't got to know each other. But when something come up that they got to fight for a cause, they all going to come together for it. We can't do that. We got to talk about one another. We got to try to bring each other down. Downgrade one another. We can't just be together and do one thing to help each other achieve a goal. We can't do it. So we all need to take a look in the mirror. Like I said in my other podcast, the man in the mirror. Michael Jackson song. Asking myself to make a change, but I got to look at the mirror first and change myself. That's what we got to do. We got to change ourselves first before we can do anything else. We got to start right now in our own communities, They saying Black Lives Matter, every life matter. But we are on the target pole. Because other races, they don't care about us because we don't care about ourselves. And that's just keeping it real. Police gonna continue to shoot us because we ain't caring about ourselves. We're not teaching ourselves. We're not putting ourselves out there. Well, hey, you can't touch me. We got to make a change here in America. Black people, we got to stand up and do better. We got to start sitting on legislation. We got to start cleaning up our communities, getting the drugs out of it, getting all this stuff out of this community, and have ourselves to be the top of the line. We can run this country if we all come together and do what we need to do. And see, that is the thing. White people and other races know that we are powerful if we come together, that we could take hold of this country. But because we have division amongst ourselves, they use that to their advantage to continue to keep us down and continue to get richer off of us, continue to do whatever they need to do to keep us down, and we're not paying attention to it. And we got to stop doing it. We got to. So I know I'm speaking. Yes, I am. But I'm ready to start making a change. And I have been working on making a change. I've been slowly but surely doing things in the community, trying to make a difference. Even if it's just me by myself, I am. Because I see it. I see all the potential power that we have, that we can do. So that's all I want to talk about for these little couple moments. Why are we not stepping out, making a difference for ourselves? Why are we not doing that? Why are we continue to take handouts and continue to let others tell us how we're supposed to live? Think about that. So I hope everyone have a great evening. And again, I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.